Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm your host, Randy Johnston, with co-host Brian Tankersley. We're going to talk about accounts payable automation today with a platform that's very popular in the accounting world from Bill.com. Now, I was fortunate enough personally to be involved with Rene Lessert from the very early days of conceptualizing this platform. So I do have a bit of disclosure that, you know, I go way back with the platform and have stayed with it pretty much from its inception. Today, Bill.com not only does accounts payable, but also accounts receivable. And with their acquisition of Divvy.com, they're doing a credit card offering as well. This product is promoted heavily by the AICPA's CPA.com division. And again, there's so many things to talk about here. So Brian, what would you like our listeners to know about Bill.com?
Well, I think this is kind of the classic application that we see for handling AP workflows. So in this one, you have email, fax, and yeah, I know if you have know anybody still has fax machine, you have fax as an input method. You have email, you can scan the stuff, you can drag and drop the things into the web interface. It will then extract the information for you and fill it into the workflow. You then can have an approval process that you configure inside the application. They then will let you pay your bills. They'll mail you checks if you need checks, or they'll send it directly to your account. I happen to receive a check, Randy, I actually get paid using Bill.com by the magazine. So the magazine actually uses that to pay us. And so when I get paid, I get a remittance advice that shows a little shrunk picture of my invoice. Then it has the check, and then I go forward from there. So it really handles things soup to nuts. It also integrates with QuickBooks Online, Xero, and with a whole lot of other accounting platforms. Way too many to mention here to go through. You know, again, it's like a piece of plumbing where you can say, okay, from the point that somebody submits a bill to you, to the point it gets paid, to the point it gets booked in the general ledger, you know, and all the approval in between and all the data extraction, everything. It really handles that from beginning to end is the way I would describe it.
Yeah. So Brian, you are correct. There's integrations in sync with the major platforms of QuickBooks Online and Pro and Premier and Xero, but also higher end products like Oracle's NetSuite and Sage Intacct and Microsoft Dynamics and more. So again, we think you're pretty covered in most of these areas. Now, as it turns out, there are some specialty capabilities that have been built into the products. Now, again, the focus has been around accounting firms and automating and managing payments for your clients, but there's been extensions out into the hospitality industry, for not-for-profits, into healthcare, over into professional services, software technology, and wealth management type of platforms as well. So as it turns out, the vendor has done a pretty good job of landing and expanding across multiple accounting platforms, across multiple business types along the way. Now, I think it may be wise for us to just turn our attention for a moment to pricing, Brian. And the reason I'm calling out pricing at this point is this platform has been very friendly to accounting firms. And by default, a lot of CAS practices pick this. there is specialized pricing or special pricing for CPA firms. And it basically starts at $49 a month as your accounting firm. So you can certainly get into this, and we recommend that you use this for your firm in addition for your clients. But you'll also note that the vendor has kind of a direct sales strategy that they've implemented as well. So today, their corporate plan is $79 a user a month. They do offer custom pricing for larger deals, but they also have just a pure pay bills approach, which is $45 a user a month, up to about $55. And of course, if you just want to send invoices and get paid, the same type of pricing applies, $45 and $55 a month. Again, I've kind of gone on a rant on that side because clients are buying the platform outright in their direct sales model, but a lot of our focus, frankly, is around those of you who are professional accountants trying to provide services to your clients. So, Brian, I don't know that I've actually covered everything that needs to be said about the pricing here and how it works, because I know you can do singular recurring invoices and you got automated email reminders and auto charge. And yeah, I'm going to let you go.
There's a lot of little bitty things. So like if they mail a check on your behalf, it costs so much. And if it's an ACH, it costs so much. And so the amounts vary in there. One of the things that I think is so exciting about this is that they not only extract the data from the bills that you receive, they also retain that data. So I can go back into my bill.com account that I set up way back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. I think it was 2008 that I set it up. And I can go in there and I can actually see when I paid my CPA license renewal to the state of Tennessee for 2008. So if they ever come to me and say, Brian, were you licensed in 2008? I can answer that question. But importantly here, this also, though, if you're in practice, gives you a way where the client can put their data into this kind of shared document management system and workflow system, and you can put your data in, and you both have access to it. So it really facilitates that shared workflow in there. And it also facilitates you not having the ability to pull the trigger if you don't want it. You know, Randy and I have talked to people in previous episodes about accounts payable. And one of the things that most CPAs don't want is they don't want the ability under any circumstances to control the money. They don't mind accounting for it, but they don't want to control the money. Because, you know, that's a huge amount of risk, because if one of your employees, you know, steals some money from your client, that's your problem to fix. And I get that they don't want to do that. So bill.com kind of facilitates that setup where both the CPA and the client can interface with this. And then the data ends up in that accounting software that's either maintained by the CPA or maintained by the client or some hybrid in between.
Yeah. So, you know, along that line, then the invoices can come out of customized invoice templates. They can track the payment statuses and they can do ACH and credit card payments. So, you know, earlier, Brian, you were talking about, you know, a processing payment fee, if you will, and how they could mail your checks. And, you know, they've got a fee for that. They also have a clearing fee for credit cards or debit cards. And they can do international wire transfers for a fee. And they can do next day ACH for same day, next day transfers or overnight checks and so forth. So again, I think all of the key functionality that you're interested in is probably in the platform. But overall, you know, the product is a reliable platform that's, you know, continues to expand its footprint in these critical cash flow areas.
And, you know, just looking at the prices that they have, if they mail checks, it's $1.69 per check payment. I'll be honest with you, I don't think you can buy the check, have a human put the amounts on it, pay the 50 something cents in postage, pay for the window envelope, and then get it in the mail for $1.69. Same thing with the invoices, $1.50 per invoice. You know, the thing that I found so powerful about this is that I could, you know, I could go out and I could invoice people from anywhere. So I have invoiced people on online billing platforms. I have invoiced people from airports. I've invoiced them from the middle seat on an airplane. You are not limited in what you can do. So what this means is you can turn it loose. And so if you have somebody like a lot of my clients that want a paper invoice so that they can delay paying me a little bit, you know, I love the fact that, again, I can, that they will mail the invoices for me and they'll get something in a window envelope that looks like a good invoice for me. And then I can do that from the middle seat of an airplane. I mean, that's something for me that's really free. Because, you know, this takes that whole AP drudgery, which is one of the major drudgery things that entrepreneurs have with small businesses. You know, let's be honest here, paying bills isn't real exciting. And if you can get it where the technology does a significant portion of it and the data goes in and it's always right, that's a big deal, because our clients want, you know, they look at us like we're the accounting fairy and we just fly around like Tinkerbell and we make this stuff go away. And so having the tool sets here that they have really is, I think, is very interesting, because now you don't have to deal with all of this other stuff. Again, you can just have this handled and it's just part of your application stack.
Well, you know, Brian, I think that really is the key here, is in your own firm, in your client's firm, everybody's got the bills to pay. And you can just make it part of your application stack. And this particular tool works on just about all the other moving parts that you might want. And so whether you're looking at this from an accounting firm perspective, whether you're looking at it from a cash flow perspective or workflow, I mean, again, the vendor, I think, has done a good job of building out a lot of different programs. I think in another episode of the Technology Lab, Brian, you said, look, if something's wrong at 4:30 on a Friday afternoon and people have to get paid, how do you get them paid? Who are you going to call? And I think this is a vendor you can count on to get that job done. Any other key parting thoughts for Bill.com, Brian?
You know, it's a great tool in this segment. And if you haven't looked at this, you know, if you think about AP and AR, these are two areas that have a lot of very manual processes in them. And if you can get rid of those, get those where they are much more automated, in most cases, we could reduce the amount of low-end just data entry type work. And so this really is an opportunity for you to go in and to experience some automation on this. And I encourage you to check it out. Try it out for a month or so. See how it works on your own bills. I think you'll find that it works very, very nicely. Their web interface and the data extraction from the bills, I think I think it's nothing short of magical. You know, I started in the accounting profession 30 years ago. If you told me that the computers would be extracting all the data from our bills when they came in and then they would be entering them into automated workflows, I would have said, you're crazy. And yet here we are in town. If you want to get the better efficiency off of the technology, you have to try it. So I encourage you to check it out, see what you think about it, and see if you can make it work for you. Because I think you'll find that there are a lot of benefits to this that you may not have even imagined.
Yeah. All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us on today's Technology Lab, and we'll come up with more good ideas for you in future sessions. Join us again soon.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.